There's another group about which I hesitate to talk, but I think the picture isn't complete unless we do. Dean Acheson appeared before the American Society of Newspaper Editors shortly after I had given the evidence to the McCarran, the Tidings Committee. He said the State Department is now staffed with good, loyal, clean-living Americans. Well, I don't quite know what his conception of clean-living Americans happens to be, but since he made that statement, 54 individuals who were had this unusual State Department affliction, homosexuals, were allowed to resign. 54 of those good, clean, living Americans. As one of my friends said the other day, he said, McCarthy, why worry about those individuals? You don't claim they're all communists, do you? The answer is obviously no. Some of them are very, very energetic, very loyal Americans. Some of them have that unusual affliction because of no fault of their own. Most, of course, because they're morally weak. So the question is, why worry about getting those individuals out of the State Department? I think the answer was given by a committee headed by Senator Wherry, one of our very able senators who died a few weeks ago, and Senator Hill, a Democrat and a Republican. And they explained very well why those individuals must not be handling top secret material. Let me read it to you. They say a classic case. Starting on page 5 of their report. As has been previously discussed in this report, the pervert is easy prey to the blackmailer. It follows that if blackmailers can extort money from these individuals, under the threat of disclosure, espionage agents can use the same type of pressure to extort confidential information or other material they might be seeking. Listen to this. They say a classic case. This is the Wherry Committee, the Wherry Hill Committee. A classic case of this type involved one Captain Radell, who became chief of the Austrian counterintelligence service. He succeeded in building up an excellent intelligence net in Russia and had done considerable damage to Russia's intelligence net. However, Russian agents soon discovered that Radell was a homo. And shortly thereafter, then I won't read this. They discuss how they trapped him. Under the threat of exposure, Radell agreed to furnish. And he did furnish the Russians with Austrian military secrets. He also doctored or destroyed the intelligence reports which his own agents were sending in from Russia, with the result that the Austrians, at the outbreak of the war, were completely misinformed as to Russians' mobilization intentions. On the other hand, the Russians had obtained from Radell the war plans of the Austrians and part of the German plans. Shortly after the outbreak of the war, Captain Radell's acts were discovered by his own government, and he committed suicide. So just remember that when you hear the complaint by the liberal elements of press that we should not be disturbed about people because of their morals. We're not disturbed about them because of their morals, but because they're dangerous to this country.